When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, everybody knows that sound. It's the music for the half hour of Power, the best show post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire unscreen phone calls. My name's Tom. I'm here with, of course, AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
You doing good?
Yeah.
All right, and we got next to him Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
Not much.
Not much?
Good to be doing this.
No, it's been a while. Good. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
And of course, Pat Byrne, holding it down.
Hello.
You know Pat. He is a producer on this show, but he's also a WFMU DJ, and you have the marathon going on. Your first show is this Saturday night.
That's right. The first show is tomorrow night, and I'm co-hosting with Joe Firestone.
Oh, that's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah,
friend of the
show. That's awesome. Yeah. And people can find out more about that by going over to WFMU.org and donate during Pat's show.
Yes.
During it.
Please pledge during the show. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be some surprises. And you may even win a Best Show poster signed by Tom and John.
Very nice.
We're going to set that up. Yeah.
Come on.
I know, right? Can you believe it? And our guest for tonight, from parts unknown, as they say in the wrestling biz, we have, you might have heard her as a caller on the show, Roxy Lange.
Hello.
No, it's not Lange.
No, it's Lange.
I know. Lange. You, Roxy, you might know as the young romantic whose date I paid for to go see Dirty Grandpa with a prospective suitor, and it did not
pan out.
Did not run the table of romance.
Mm-mm.
All right, I still wanted to see that wedding cake. Because
right.
That's the policy. If I buy a date for anybody, if it goes the distance and you get married, you have to put a little figure of me, of my design.
It's only fair. Yeah, it's only
right?
fair. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. You said it was a dirty grandpa wedding cake too.
Uh-huh. It would have been a dirty grandpa wedding cake. Well, it would have been a dirty grandpa themed wedding.
Right. Oh God.
Right? Yeah. We're going to go to the phones and get it rolling here. Welcome to the half hour of Power. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Roxy. Caller.
Hi, Tom. Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, guest. I had a quick question for you. I'm not sure if you've ever answered this. What's your favorite out-of-print album?
That's a good question. My favorite out-of-print album... I'm going to say the first thing that comes to mind would be something by the band Christmas. Those are always awesome. The albums they put out on IRS are both out of print, as is their third and final album that was supposed to come out on IRS and eventually came out on Matador. That is out of print also. I think the catalog by the band Christmas would be what comes to mind for me first. Mike?
I would say there was an album. I mean, I was able to get a CD recently, but I mean, I think it's still out of print. It was an album called Lo and Behold by McGinnis, Flint, Colson, and Dean. Came out in the early 70s and was all covers of obscure, at the time, Bob Dylan songs. And some of the songs I don't even think Bob Dylan's ever released, but there's covers on this album. It's a really good album.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay. And when is that from?
It was from like the early 70s, maybe even like 1970. I mean, it was early.
Okay. Dudio, anything come to mind?
Not necessarily. I mean, all the Queen albums are available readily on all formats, so I'm pretty good there. But the one thing I can think of is the Grays album, Rochambeau. Mm-hmm. That was hard to find for a long time. You can listen to it on Spotify, but I'd love to have that on vinyl.
Sure. The Grays.
Yeah. Jason Faulkner and John Bryan.
Yeah. That's that was they only had one album, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Pat, anything come to mind?
I think the first Selector album, Too Much Pressure.
Sure. That's out of print.
Out of print. That would be good to come out again. And then, like, some 90s kind of indie rock comes to mind, like Weston Got Beat Up is a good album.
Okay. Roxy, any album come to mind?
No.
You don't have one.
I don't have one.
Don't make one up.
I don't have one.
All right. That's fine. Caller?
Yes?
Do you have one?
You already picked my choice with Christmas. I guess if you don't count iTunes, I'd say Zen Arcade by Husker Du.
Bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of SST stuff.
Oh, yeah. So now I've got a bunch of stuff to hunt down on Discogs. Thanks, guys. Yes,
of course. You have a great night.
What's the deal with the SST stuff? I mean, I noticed in record stores, all that stuff is real expensive now. I mean, you can't get any SST stuff?
Some of it's still around. The problem is that the label owes so much money to so many people. They've never remastered the catalog because I think Greg Ginn, the label owner, I don't know. That if he started trying to put things out again, people would be like, well, I want my money for that.
Okay.
And stuff. That's why.
So it's basically shut down for now until the legal stuff goes through.
A lot of stuff. That's why.
Oh, boy.
I believe Husker Du finally took their catalog back from SST, which took a long time for them to all be on the same page. The idea that a band as influential as Black Flag, that there's no expanded, remastered anything.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no box set. Wow. There's box sets for anything.
Yeah.
There's no anything with Black Flag.
Minutemen.
Wow. Minutemen. Yeah. Same thing. Just as it came out, when it came out.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Half Hour Power. You're here with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Roxy.
Hi, this is Walt Newberg.
Hi, Walt. What's up?
I was wondering if you guys could help me out with something. I was recently on a local game show, and I made it to the final round, and they asked me a question, which I want to ask you guys, and I'd like to see if you guys answer similarly to me. I'll let you know, spoiler, I did not win.
Okay.
What do you mean by local game show?
Yeah, what is a local
game
show?
It's a radio show. Around here, they every once in a while, we'll have these competitions, and you can call in, you get invited, and you come down there, and they give you food, and you answer questions, but...
Is it called?
I feel like I got robbed.
Dialing for Dollars?
No, not that. But anyway, so the question was, who of the following just got James? And the answer was Tom Sharpley. You just got James.
Okay, all right. Wow. Okay.
I will say this:
it was a long build-up. Yeah,
that was refreshing.
Yeah.
James is back
out of the mist.
Hey, James, are you still there, bro? You want to know what? I love it. He hung up. That was...
He did his thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You creep. You creep. You know that creep? James. You ever hear that guy? James Roxy. You ever hear him? No, that's not the guy from Mithamine.
Oh, which guy was that?
He called and he would go, like, you got James. He just did it. And he would just like, if he's back, he's back. I'll take it.
That's the guy you liken to Trump, right?
That's the guy I liken to Rubio, and I would be Trump.
Okay, got you.
That didn't quite sound like James, though.
That was him.
It was him.
I will say this. I could hear something in his voice. I still gave him the benefit of the doubt the whole way down, so it's not like I was just like, I knew it was him the whole time. Yeah. I didn't know. Something was off with that dude from the get-go. Mm-hmm. There's a little too much explaining.
Yeah.
Local game show is what kind of felt weird.
Yeah.
His voice is fairly generic, though. That's why I still can't really... I answered it earlier, and I didn't know it was him.
Can't pin him down.
I can't pin him down. No, that voice is too...
Yeah. He's weaselly, right?
Yeah.
It's like a weasel. So, Game shows? Any game show thoughts? Anybody have any game show anything?
I have some game show thoughts.
You do? Oh,
I
you
do.
Please.
So next week, check your local affiliate for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
okay.
Because that's when Kristen's episodes air. Oh,
Kristen. Nice. Kristen Bartlett.
Yeah.
You know her.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife.
Your wife.
Kristen
okay.
Cheeks.
At Kristen Cheeks.
At Kristen Cheeks.
She was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We talked about it. We did not
yeah.
say what happens. I do not know what happens, but no. I will say I've seen the pink Cadillac.
It's nice.
Studio is also wearing a diamond studded necklace.
Yep.
Crushed velvet Doctor Who robe.
Yeah, I yeah. can't say if we won
yeah,
or not.
Exactly.
But
the walking stick's a bit much, isn't
yeah.
it? The walking stick.
I have a bad knee.
And a monocle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. But I can't say whether he won or not. I can't wait to see this.
It's going to be the 16th and 17th.
Uh-huh.
I cannot wait. Half Hour Power. You're here with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Dudio, and Roxy. Special guest.
Well, hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Susie.
Susie, where are you calling from?
New York City.
What's up, Susie?
I saw you made a joke earlier, and I was wondering what it would take for you to go back in time for one of your friends to stop a presidential assassination.
What? Wait, say that again now?
Yeah, hi.
Are you watching the James Franco Hulu show?
Oh, yeah, the show. Oh, you're talking about
okay.
yeah, you're talking about the show 112263.
Yes, I didn't mean to.
Has
everyone.
That started?
Yeah,
there
are yeah, a few episodes.
It's a few.
Then. Oh, okay.
Well, I read the book, so I know. Exactly. What would I do?
Would you do that for someone if your friend asked that of you?
Go live like years in the past?
Yeah.
If I was that character, I guess I would. I wouldn't do that now with my current life.
Because it's awesome.
I can't remember this. When he does it, and if he comes back, how much time has lapsed? Like, no time.
I haven't seen him come back yet. He's just in the past now, like, gambling and stuff.
Okay.
Sorry, I guess I'm a little
That's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry. I think no time passes in the present day, but he ages. If he lives 3 years in the past, he comes back to the present day, and it's only like barely any time has passed since he went into the time hole thing. And by the way, he comes back, he's still 3 years older physically.
In the book, is the time hole in a closet?
Where was it? It was like in the back of like this diner.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that correct, Susie?
Yeah, that sounds right. It was in the back of the diner.
This sounds all very feasible to me.
Because I've just seen footage of where Chris Cooper like pushes uh-huh. James Franco into this like closet, you know, and he falls
yeah.
into
yeah,
okay.
Mike,
well, 63.
That can happen.
If you could go back, Mike, the whole point of the thing isn't that it could or that it could happen. It's
Good
not
happen.
Going for just like...
It's too much of a stretch for me. I can't even get my head around what you're describing.
Well, you have to watch it.
Okay. I'll give
if
it a shot.
Friend, yeah.
What channel is it on?
Hulu.
Oh, okay. You know, oh, boy.
The Hulu channel.
It's a buffering, buffering issue.
Yeah.
That'll Hulu. Really keep me there.
I'll tell you.
Once it starts buffering, I'm out.
Not a lot of MPSs.
My cable vision is not always the best.
You should call them up and run a speed test and make sure you're getting what you're paying for.
She's got a good point.
She that does, yeah.
True.
Yeah?
Or get okay. an extender. Get okay. a signal extender.
Okay.
Yeah, are you guys excited for Mean Girls the musical? Tina Fey confirmed it.
No, I'm not, actually. Are you?
I don't know. I had mixed. I'm still coping with news of Romy and Michelle. I just read that this morning.
But that about that being a musical.
Yes.
Yeah, they've talked about that a lot over the years. The idea of a Romy and Michelle musical.
What do you think about that one?
I think that would work better than Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll find out. I'll see you on the Great White Way.
All right, have a great night.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. Mike?
Yes.
You could go back in time, anywhere, anytime. Where would you go?
Go
caveman days?
Go back in time, yeah. What era?
Hmm. This is what I picture you doing. You'd probably go back, you'd probably go to like some Choice Dead show.
Right? Yeah, I was just going to say, like say the mid-60s.
You'd be like,
San Francisco, yeah.
42873.
Speaking of which, somebody said that today's the anniversary of Pigpen's passing.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
The death of Pigpen.
Let's all honor him in our.
Sure.
Yes. All our own way.
So what would you go? You would go back to the 60s?
Yeah, that might be a fun time, yeah.
Hang out on the.
California.
Sure, you'd go to California in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Have you been to San Francisco?
Believe it or not, I've never been to California.
You've never been to California? You should go.
Yeah, I know. I should go. I should.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, my travels are limited. Now, let's put it that way.
California is an awesome place. You would. I like San Francisco. I like Los Angeles. I like all of California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roxy, you're from California, but you're not originally from California.
I'm from Long Island, but you're I've lived in L.A. for the last 3 years. Yes. I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
And what brought you there?
A guy.
Well, he's gone, but California is still there for you.
Stuck around. Yeah, I love it there. Yeah. It's the best.
Were you supposed to go back to Long Island real hurry back?
No, I was living in Philly before that. No, thank you.
So, Dudio, we've been in California together.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Pat, California, pro?
Pro, big pro.
Big pro?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd move to California. The right thing brought me there, I would move to California. I'd rather move to Toronto, though. I would live in Toronto. That would be the first city I would move to if I had any place.
What would take you to Toronto? Would you
Nothing
do
would. That's
Canadian TV?
But there isn't anything that would take me there. But I love Toronto so much. It's such a great city. Are you on the... Is anybody on the line? No. Just wanted to make sure. Half hour power, you're on.
What's that?
You're on the half hour power. We got AP Mike, Dudio, Roxy, and Pat Byrne here.
I got the wrong number, sorry.
No, wait, you're calling? This is a radio show. We're just taking random calls.
Oh, yeah, I got the wrong number.
That's all right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Butte, Montana.
All right. What's going on in Butte tonight?
I'm just doing some... air sampling homework.
Okay. Evel Knievel grew up in Butte, right?
Yes, he did.
Are there still a lot of brothels in Butte?
Yeah.
There are? Okay, yeah.
Because it was a huge...
Yeah, it was a...
historically, it was a big place for
carousing.
But for people out in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like an interesting town. How long have you lived there?
My whole life.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I drove through Butte this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You drove through Butte? Where am I calling? What? This must be in Montana.
We're in New Jersey.
This is a New Jersey radio station?
Yeah.
Who were you trying to call?
Who were you trying to call?
A friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think I must have put a 2, or I should have put a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry.
All right.
I appreciate you talking for a couple minutes. We're just talking to people who call randomly, and we thought you were one of those people.
Are we getting James?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I'm just checking.
And what's your name?
Tim.
Tim. So what do you do? Know. You grew up there.
Uh-huh.
You work there? Do you go to school there?
Yeah, I'm going to school, Montana Tech.
Uh-huh. What are you going to school for?
Environmental engineering.
Environmental. Nice. That's cool. And what would be the ultimate goal with that job?
Mind remediation. Ideally, that'd be pretty wild, I think.
And what is that?
Cleaning up like mind waste, screwy water, stuff like that.
Sure. How much mining goes on in Montana still? Is it still a pretty big mining state?
Oh yeah, big time.
Uh huh.
Big time.
A lot of are there a lot of like dead mines?
Yeah, a lot of dead gold mines. Mm-hmm. Butte's got the biggest Superfund site. We're an old copper mining town.
Okay. Ooh. So all the
pit and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And is that stuff, like, how is that stuff, is there, like, a danger to mines that have been stripped clean? Or is that just something that's, it's just, like, when it's done, and it's not a concern?
I guess it depends. Things with, like, gold and copper mining, you get a lot of acid drainage. Mm-hmm. That can be a big problem, so.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
And is that how a lot of people make their living out there?
Not so much anymore, but... Mm-hmm.
What's, like, the big line of work out in Butte? Is there, like, an industry there, or is it?
The mine's still going. That's about it, though, I guess. The school is a big employer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look, I appreciate you talking, because it's interesting.
Yeah. Sorry I called it on
them. Yeah, no, don't worry. This is great.
What's your friend's name?
Sam.
Sam.
All right. Well, look, you can give Sam a call now, and thanks for talking for a few minutes.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
I hope he calls back with the same
phone
number.
Yeah, that was a nice guy.
You should have given him the name of the show or the website or something.
Oh, I didn't want to.
He'll never know now.
No, that's, I kind of didn't want to. I wanted it to just
I was
going to
say, yeah.
He just talked into the void. He didn't know. He doesn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, what's going on lately? Anything? I know you always have an eye out for an unusual story or something in the news.
Well, I saw a documentary recently, which I think everybody here has probably seen it already. I think I'm late to this party. Hated?
The G.G. Allen documentary, yes.
Okay. I saw it back on VHS.
Okay, all right. Now, I know I'm late to this. Mm-hmm. I put this on my Netflix list when he became a regular feature of the show years ago.
Okay. And it finally showed up.
And it was on for a very long wait for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, finally I just started putting stuff in front of it and, you know, it started sinking on my list.
Yeah.
But then finally it emerged. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. And I have to say,
yeah.
I was repulsed.
Yeah.
And I know that's what he's after. But, you know, I was almost ready to turn it off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it ends short. It's not a very long feature.
Mm-hmm. It's directed by Todd Phillips.
Yes.
He directed the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you know that?
I did not.
It
know
is,
that.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And there were two scenes. You know how you see things and you wish you could unsee them? Mm-hmm. And there were two images in that movie, you know, one had to do with what he's, I guess, his reputation, his legacy, you know, squatting on stage. And the other one...
his reputation, his legacy.
And, you know, as I'm watching this, you know, I wish, you know, like I said, I wish I didn't see that, what went down, you know, when he did it. But my other thought was, you know what? I bet this guy didn't clean up after himself. Who had a clean up after G.G. Allen performed in these venues? I would have liked to have seen those people, what they had to say in the documentary.
Sure.
So I thought that was that was a lost opportunity. And the other scene was when he was sort of traipsing across the stage, naked, of course. And
wearing a jock strap.
No. This was when he was completely naked.
All right.
And, you know, that was something I wish I hadn't seen. You know, because I actually felt some embarrassment for him because, you know, for a guy to perform naked in public, you know, you'd think he'd be sporting more than a nubbin, you know? and this was like young man, right? You know,
this is all I need to say.
He was, you know.
You know, go ahead, go.
You know, I mean, I felt, you know the image I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. No, I'm fully aware. Yeah.
But wouldn't you, like, wish to, you know, we're talking about going back in time. I'd like to go back in time and not see that ever, you know, have that image burned in my mind. This poor man who looked like he was an 80-year-old.
Yeah. Poor man. Yeah.
sporting a nubbin. I mean, it was. Yeah. I mean, how would you describe that thing? A pale acorn, maybe half a macadamia nut. I mean, it was.
So you know what? My favorite part of everything with you is the. It's like there's just a dishonesty where you pretend you didn't have that planned out to drop that on me. You just pretend that you're just like, just telling a story.
Yeah, well,
like
you know,
didn't know.
I'm ready.
That this
I'm ready.
Would be,
that I'm prepared.
You, but you knew like the
well,
the
I have
goal.
To work out. I have to work out the terminology, of course.
But you knew where you wanted to get with it, just to drop a word on me, nubbin. You couldn't wait to say nubbin to me.
Yeah, it's been in my pocket for a while.
Oh, yeah. There's probably every night you're going doing the show here, every week you're just like, nubbin.
Yeah, the nubbin episode.
Yeah, can't wait to say nubbin tonight.
Or he woke up in the middle of the night,
yeah,
and he was like, I know what I'm... And he's got
there's
a
notebook next to his bed.
Yeah,
put his glasses
nubbin.
I thought
pale acorn.
The pale acorn was pretty good.
Old-timey
no,
sleep
no, it's
outfits.
Great.
Yeah.
It's very evocative. What if you tried to go back in time to unsee that movie, right? But then you got stuck and you kept going further back, further back. Uh-huh. And then suddenly then you're with Gigi Allen, right? But then the two of you are going back in time now. Yeah. And suddenly you and Gigi Allen find yourself in like Napoleon times.
And we're stuck with each other?
Yeah.
Like the defiant ones?
Yeah.
Is Gigi naked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, Gigi's naked
it's
for the
whole moment
time.
That Mike talked about.
His clothes didn't travel with him.
No. Uh-huh. Or you went back to the moment he was filming that scene. So it's you, Gigi Allen, and Todd Phillips, director.
What about the brother with the dumb Hitler mustache?
Merle.
Yeah, Merle. Yeah, he still exists.
Merle Allen.
Does he still have
he
the
still
dumb mustache?
He still tours with the remaining members of the band.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Merle's still around, Mike.
And he's still got that mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Shocking, right? Wasn't it shocking when you saw it? I almost fell off my couch.
If you don't have a look, you got nothing.
That's right. What about, I'm surprised you didn't zero in on Dino Sex, the drummer.
Well, Dino, yeah,
who,
I mean.
Who says that he could not drum with clothes on because of a skin condition.
Right. But and at least he's sitting down for his, performance.
And he talks about how he gets like a rash if he drums with clothes on.
Yeah, well.
So medically he needs to be nude as he drums.
Yeah, I would say that, sitting down, was, at least less offensive.
Sure.
So my question to the panel is there anything you wish you could unsee?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Jason?
Yeah, give me a second on that one. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Pat, you got one?
Not yet.
That's a deep question.
Yeah,
but I got a question for Tom.
Roxy, anything you wish you could unsee?
I'm trying to think. I feel like
Dirty Grandpa. The final half hour.
I
of Dirty
would love
Grandpa.
To unsee
the love scene between Aubrey Plaza.
My date and I were actually discussing. We would love to see what was taken out of the films. Like we want to see all the. I can't even talk about this.
The outtakes.
So the outtakes. That's the word.
The dirt takes.
The dirt days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see those.
Studio's actually racking his brain.
Now when I worked at 105.3 The Bear in Southwest Virginia.
Southwest Hardest Rock.
They used to put, the Valley's Rock Station.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They would put, like, it was like a thing at the station to put the worst thing you could find on Rotten.com
up on
the screens
website.
For the next person to come into the shift.
Yeah, now that's that. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked that.
No, yeah, I always hated that website.
That was pretty, it's
gross.
Pretty grotesque. Right? Yeah. Is that still around?
It's
still going?
I think,
yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
But that's something I wish I could unsee.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question, Pat?
Well, I actually just while Duty was saying his, I got mine. So
okay.
seeing Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes at the Wellmont Theater in 2000.
That's pretty hard.
That's up there with Rotten.com.
Yep. That was bad. Me and my dad walked out. Uh-huh. We walked. I bought him a ticket. We thought maybe somewhere along the lines there would be like, oh, you know, it's like old Jersey Shore rock. They're going to do some covers and some old, you know. Nope. It was. And the gaps between the songs, you could just drive like an 18-wheeler.
How long ago was this?
It was. What?
What year?
I want to say it was like 06, 07.
Oh, okay.
And it was the worst show I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And my dad, too, was like, yeah, let's go.
was he just trying to do new material? Or
I don't know, but he was the most, he was physically, emotionally, the most boring performer I've ever seen. Okay. He just stood there, and he just didn't care. Like, you couldn't have asked somebody to care less at a rock concert. Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like you were having a party.
We waited an hour and 15 minutes for him to do a Sam Cooke cover, and he didn't do it. Yeah. And we're like, we're just going to leave because we don't recognize any of this, and it's horrible.
What was that one song? Remember that one song, Mike, where he's like, reach up and touch the sky? The one when I was like, he had like three big songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Fever, he did Fever, which is a Springsteen wrote that one. Yeah.
But what is that song, Heart, Reach Up?
Is that Heart of Soul or is it Heart of Something? Yeah, it's been a while.
I think it's time to go back, Mike. Right? We got to get back into it.
Bruce at the Stone Pony. And believe it or not, you know, what's his name? Southside Johnny was like the star before Bruce ascended.
Right. Yeah.
He was the big guy on the scene, and then Bruce just kind of eclipsed him.
The idea that Bruce would like look up to Southside Johnny and ask him like for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Southside, what are you doing? Like asking for advice on things. Then suddenly it's like, yeah, things are going pretty good for me now. I don't think I need to ask any more questions, dude. Sorry, Bruce. Sorry. Kind of moving on. So, we are now at the 30-minute mark.
We are?
It's so late. Final call. Half hour power, you're on.
Ah, good evening.
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Am I the first caller?
No, you're the last caller.
Oh, my God, I was on first.
No, you definitely weren't. I went through all the calls more than once.
My God. It's a man from the board, Crocodile Gennady. Crocodile Genna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Still have your guests on? So I can say hi to the guests?
Well, we got AP Mike is here.
Hello.
Got Dudio is here.
Hello.
How are you?
Pat Byrne is here.
Hey.
Good to hear from you.
And Roxy is here.
Hello.
Hey.
So anyway, do you want me to tell you my horrifying story of kicking off, Michael Moore.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so Michael Moore was on a book tour, and he was in California, in my area. And he was up at a school, and they had this, he was also doing book signings. Mm-hmm. And I decided to stick around and help them clean up because I barely got to hear what he said. I had to sneak in through the side to hear what he was saying. And so it just kept on going and going and going and going and going. And the janitors of this grade school that they were at, or this grade school auditorium, they wanted to leave. And they actually called the cops on him. And when the cops showed up, he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was behind him stacking chairs, and I muttered, well, you could get an autograph signer. And he heard me. I just said it. I didn't know why I said it openly. I just thought it, and I said it. And he turned around and looked at me, and I had to give one of those Charlie Chaplin shrugs. Mm-hmm. And then it all ended, and he just kind of stalked off into the night. Mm-hmm.
So it was the Charlie Chaplin shrug that really sent them off. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was not happy with anybody. So. Not happy with anyone. No, no, they were just furious. Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to take the Charlie Chaplin shrug out of my repertoire.
Yeah.
I can't use it in a bar. I'll offend everybody.
Everybody leaves.
Yeah.
People don't like that.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No.
It's the worst thing you'd do to somebody.
Just give them that shrug.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's
That's the closest I've ever gotten to really ticking anyone off.
Well.
Who's famous.
All right. Well, look, thanks for the call.
All right.
You have a great night.
You too.
Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on? Mass is Sunday?
Mass is Sunday. I mean, I set a new record this week. I had three groups of people came in separately, which is a first. And actually, there were more women than men, which is another first. So, you know, I make all these calculations. Of course, a couple ladies who were on their way to Baltimore were big hits with the regulars. Mm-hmm. They even got the regulars to buy them a drink, you know.
Okay.
And so they had a good time. And then there was another couple on their way to Connecticut. Masses is becoming like a stopover for people on the way to the airport.
Sure.
On the way up or down the turnpike. You know, I mean, I thank people because mm-hmm. it's sort of like a detour for them because to come into Bayonne.
Yeah, I mean, it's not directly off of the
right.
turnpike, for example. It's not like it's not 2 minutes.
And there's lots of construction now getting into Bayonne, mm-hmm. and sometimes that can be a hassle.
Yeah.
But, I really appreciate people coming in. I mean, I'm not recommending. In 2 weeks, Bayonne has their St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is like a complete zoo in Masses. I mean, it's the busiest day in Masses.
Okay.
And I'll probably have other people working with me and because the crowds are so intense.
Sure.
But, you know, any other Sunday is good. You know, late in the afternoon is probably the best time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's fun to see people.
People should check it out.
Yeah.
Dudio, what's up?
This Monday night, Monaco, my UCB mod group, has a show at 9:30 at UCB Chelsea.
Okay.
And then, of course, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, 16th and 17th.
Yeah. Been watching.
She's in two episodes.
She's in two.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those situations where you get to the. She comes in pretty late.
Okay.
In the first
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
You nice. Also won the Lethal Lottery, right?
Oh yeah, I did win the Lethal Lottery.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah, with Steph Cook. So we're going to be doing that again in a few weeks.
That's awesome. Then that will be when?
I don't know. It should be in a few weeks at Over the Eight in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Awesome bar.
Yeah. So. And Pat, of course, your WFMU has begun its 2016 fundraising marathon. Your first show this Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight.
Yes.
And your co-host will be Joe Firestone.
The great Joe Firestone.
And people should tune in and donate to your show, and they should do it during your show.
Yeah.
Show some support, bring some action to the program.
It's always fun. I mean, we encourage any pledges. If you want to do it early, that's fine. There's links on my Twitter and all that, but it's always fun to do it during the show and hear from people and hear that phone ring. And
yes when you would be around for when the Best Show did the fundraising shows, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that
I edited some video, I think, of the couple years.
Wasn't that the craziest thing?
Yeah.
When it would just
I love
explode.
Watching you in a jumpsuit and in a captain's uniform. And
remember that, Mike?
Oh, it was fun.
I always used to watch on the feed.
Yeah, and that was... Remember the 1 year, Mike, where you just just went a little far and you would just be like leaning to the wall holding you up? There was 1 year where it was like, that, look, you were a part of it. It was a party.
Yeah, I know it was. Yeah.
But there was 1 year where I just remember just being like, oh, boy, Mike.
I always made it home. It wasn't like I...
No. There was just 1 year where you
found
just,
me passed out
someplace. I know that. I know. But it was just a party. Because you would come in and play like this, like, role of chaos. Yeah. Like you would just like insert yourself in at like weird times and you'd say like...
Yeah, well, me and Glenn, you know, he'd try and get the mic on for me so I could...
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in cahoots.
The games that went on where just Glenn Lutman would suddenly Mike's got a live microphone. It's like, oh, I wonder how that happened. Mike's making side deals with engineers, and I'm trying to do the show. Suddenly Mike's got a live microphone. Uh-huh. Somebody just decides, like, I think this is funny. Like, they just make a decision. They're just potting Mike up. Suddenly, and there was that time when you had that dumb horn. That horn, I wanted smash
from the
it.
World Cup. Yeah,
I wanted to knock that thing down your throat.
No, I actually got
horny,
it. It was horny. It. Yeah, horny. Yeah,
horny. And you were just like
horny the horn.
You were like horny's gonna blow now.
He was good for a couple. He was good for a couple marathons. Like, yeah. Then I blow it out.
Yeah. That point when it was just like, you're blowing that thing, and I'm just like, I'm trying to concentrate here, and suddenly it's like, show's hitting a certain pace, all of a sudden your mic is live, and you're going, hey, I got horny here.
I blow horny for the Mouse of Tomorrow pledges. Yeah.
And it was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. It was so many of them, yeah.
Yeah.
It got a bit much.
But Mike?
Yeah.
Those days are over now.
I know.
Now we're here.
Fond memories.
Yeah. It's great. I had so much fun doing that stuff, but that's not where the show is, but WFMU is still as important a station as it ever was, and people should always support FMU during the fundraising marathon and keep a listener sponsored station that is without commercial that has no tentacles from commercial radio on it. They should always support it. And you go to WFMU.org to do that. And specifically support it during Pat's show. That's what I always say.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, agreed.
Now, Roxy, anything you want to promote or plug?
Follow me on Twitter, please.
Okay. At Roxy Lang.
Roxy Lang. Roxy with a Y. Lang with an E.
Yes, so it's like... Roxy, like the club.
Right.
Lang, like the...
Jessica Lang.
Actor.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Correct. My friend Sean and I just made some new patches. You can follow him on Instagram. He's a great illustrator. Sean_muscles. That's S-E-A-N.
And these patches honor your new exciting club.
Yeah, I'm president of this club. We're called the No New Friends Club.
No New Friends Club, mm-hmm. And that means you're tired of dudes being like,
let's be friends. You're really cool, and I don't like dating you, but I still want to be your friend. I'm like, get out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, no new friends.
I'm turning 30. I don't need this.
All right. Fair enough.
So we got patches coming out, but if you follow me on Twitter, we'll have a link eventually, and we'll be selling them. So.
All right.
No New Friends Club. You can join it, too.
I could use all the friends I could get, so I will not join that club. I am apparently everybody else is in that club against me, because there's no one. Mike looks down at me. Dudio badmouths me. Pat just pretends I'm not here.
Speaking of which, I got a question for Mike.
Yeah.
Could we go to Masses on Sunday and watch The Simpsons?
Are you guys open that
late? I'm going to say that's a no.
You guys close at 6 or something,
well,
right?
No, we don't close. What are we
close
talking
at
about?
6?
Well, you guys are open early. Like, no,
I'm serious. That would be really fun.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I was told, I drank in Bayonne this past weekend, and I was told that certain bars... There's like an hour that there are certain hours that a Bayonne bar can be open. Do you know the rule I'm referring to?
Well, it doesn't apply to Masses because we're open 6 till 2
okay.
every day.
It depends on who you chaplain shrug.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
That's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah.
Only close 4 hours.
4
a day.
Hours. Okay.
Yeah. No, but as far as coming to Masses, that might be a little tricky because, you know, I know who's working after me Sunday night,
into it.
And he's a 60 Minutes man.
All right.
if, yeah.
I want to watch it somewhere. So
I want to go watch 60 Minutes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Studio, I wish maybe I'll come.
I wish, you know. Yeah, of course, back. If I was working, I would have control. But once I step outside, I'm not in control anymore.
Yeah, you're just Joe Public
again. Joe Public.
Right. Well, thank you, everybody, for that. And yeah, The Simpsons this Sunday. It's me and John Worster, our characters on it, and that'll be very exciting. I can't wait to see it. I've seen pictures from it. I've not seen the full episode yet. I can't wait. And thank you for listening to the Half Hour Power. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you, AP Mike.
Thank you, Tom.
Jason.
Thank
Roxy,
you.
Roxy.
Thank you, Tom.
And Pat.
Good night. Thank
and
you.
We will be back in 2 weeks. Thanks.